But most likely you'd say Woodhouse.
They don't use them anymore. Oil, electricity.
Now, there's some... Before plumbing came along, there was another little house in the back. Did you have a word, special word that you used for that one? For sanitary facilities here? Special word that you used for the little...
Back porch?
Or the... the word I'm after is the back house. Some people call it the privy or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Which would be most common around here?
The back house.
Back house. Okay. Now... Yeah, right. Kind of hard to get that one. It's a little awkward.
They're antique.
Yeah, yeah. Now, somebody... let me see which one I'm on here. Somebody asked you, did you ever hear... did you hear the Christmas carols last Christmas? And you answer, yes, I have...
I've heard them.
Right. And somebody asked you if you finished the work, and your answer is... No,
I'm not through.
Uh-huh. And or no, I'm
not done.
Okay. And you might say, if I don't do it,
someone else will.
Or
she will.
If I do it. No, I can be sure that he's
done.
Okay, all right.
Maybe not suit everybody. Mm-hmm.
Now, a person who doesn't seem to have much ambition in life, you might say he just doesn't for anything. He doesn't what?
Give a care. A young fellow in the Sunday school class, he said, "Well, I don't care." And then you'd say, "I don't care." I said, "You better get this I don't care out of your system."
Yeah, that's for sure. Someone asked you if you've thought about buying Christmas presents. It's a little early now, I guess, or late. Somebody asked you if you've thought about buying Christmas presents, and you answer, yes, I...
yes, I have.
Then what?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Now, you live here in a what? This building is a... not a barn, it's a
house.
Okay. And in fact, there on this property there are two...
two houses, yes.
And out here someplace you have a big red...
barn.
And you also have a place where you store corn.
Yes, corn crib.
And a place you might have for storing grain. Any special word for that?
Well, corn crib or... grain bins.
And the upper part of the barn,
hay mow. Well, there's where I was hesitant. We have a bin in this barn here that holds around 3,000 bushel of oats.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it ride down into the wagon or into the grinder, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of changes, don't they,
Andrew? Oh, yes. Not so long ago, I went up to Wisconsin line, and here they were thrashing, putting the oats in the sack, and carrying it upstairs and pouring it down the bin down below. I said, that's head work.
Now, if you place your hay outside the barn, you said you had a hay mow inside, you keep it outside, what sort of a...
Stack it.
You call that a haystack?
Haystack, yeah.
And in the field, you might have a small bit of hay together. You just call that a what?
Hay? Well, they bale it now, you know. Like.
Remember, the old word maybe was before they baled it, they had a
hay cock or hay shock.
Either one would...
Yeah. Well, I never had much experience with that.
Uh-huh.
My first experience was... standing on a wagon and a machine would bring it up, and you had to load it. A hay loader.
Mm-hmm.